I'm Cliff Heath. I'm Business Operations Manager at Lifeline South West, and here we are in our new distribution centre, our new warehouse at 577 Raglan Parade, which is the old Morse's building.
And we're here because a bit later this week you'll be inviting members of the public to come and have a look at this space. So just explain for us why you're doing that.
We think it's a good opportunity for people to come in and have a look at what we do and how we do it. People know a lot about our organisation and the service we provide, the telephone counselling, but not a lot of people know exactly how we provide the funds for that. And about 80%, 75% of those funds are generated through the income derived from our five stores, and that all happens from this warehouse. They're all fed from this main warehouse.
Just having a quick look around here, I mean, there is a lot of stuff here, especially clothes, so maybe we should start with that. So sure. Just talk us through what happens. If someone walks into your store, they drop some clothes, a bag of clothes in a bin there, what happens to that bag?
Jeremy, that bag then comes back here to Warrnambool. It gets picked up by our truck on a weekly basis. It comes back here to Warrnambool where it's sorted. Now that sort, the first level of the sort is if it's good or no good. Good enough to go into our store or not. If it's no good, it can either be exported overseas, it can go to Dubai and Indonesia, and this whole sorting process starts again, or else it will be cut into cleaning cloths or set up into dog blankets, whatever we can do to try and make money out of it as far as the clothing aspect is concerned. The good stuff is all categorised and then packed in packs, as you see around our warehouse right now, and they're distributed out to our stores. Our stores will place an order on a weekly or a fortnightly basis. They may order 5 packs of menswear and 10 packs of ladieswear and 3 packs of kidswear. Whatever they want, we will then just pick and pack and distribute those orders out. And what we do is we have categories. We will categorise our garments into menswear, ladieswear, kids and babies, linen, retro and folky, and then those ones there are generally based on their garment type or their gender based. Actually, the menswear packs will have all menswear, but they'll be random sizes and random styles, the same as the ladies wear, same as the kids and babies. But with the summer and the winter, they're sorted based on weight. They'll be all summer garments, but they will be kids, babies, men's and ladies in a one pack, and the same as the winter. They're generally done by weight, and then we consider that we only have 2 seasons a year. We have summer and winter, and then we'll make sure that we have enough garments to go out into our stores. We don't stockpile them all year round, but we do have a lot of garments, so on the onset of those seasons, we've got enough to put a large injection of stock into our stores straight away, but also our stores all year round will carry some winter garments in summer and some summer garments in winter, because people from northern climates come down at any time of the year and go, my God, it's cold here, and I'll look for jumpers.
I like the other category you mentioned there as well, the retro folky category. I'm presuming that's particularly for the folk festival, is it?
Yes. Unfortunately, we don't get anywhere near as much of that as we used to, but we do look out for that stuff, and we'll also pick out vintage clothing, and we pick out high-end label clothing, because we know that they, particularly the high-end label, we can command a higher price for that.
What about the level of donations as well then? How's that tracking for you?
Level of donations are very good. It's doubled in the last couple of years. We're actually handling 300 tonnes of goods through this warehouse a year. Now that includes not only clothing, that includes furniture and bric-a-brac, the whole range of items that we get. And that's primarily why we had to come down here or look for a bigger space, because we had quite simply outgrown our space. And as you can see, we've got a lot of room down here now. It's pretty full, but at least we can move around. And this place here, the distribution centre of the warehouse, is really the engine room of the place. This is where the sorting happens. If we don't get the sorting right here, the ladies primarily that work in our stores, and they are primarily ladies, can work as hard and be as well-meaning as possible as they possibly are and can be, but if the stock's no good, it's just not going to work, because people won't come in and buy it. So it's vitally important, this.
And of the stock that's here on the shelves then, how quickly does this all turn over? Because things are dated. You put dates on all the bags. Some of them I can see in front of us here are dated from June last year, for example. How long will that typically stay there for?
The summer and winter ones will stay here longer, because you've only got two parts of one part of the year to send them out, and that's why we squirrel those away. When in wintertime, we're actually squirreling some summer garments away. You'll see that those summer garments were packed in June. So right at that point in time, our stores weren't demanding those or weren't requiring those to keep their stock up. We were putting winter stock into their stores at that point in time. So they'll stay there now. And then in summertime, and you'll see a lot there the second month, this current month in 2013. So those there will then form the big injection of stock at the start of the next summer season. And we'll pop those in. And it's the same with winter. Generally, all our stock will turn over. We aim to sort of turn it over every few months, probably every six to eight months, I suppose. That's why we date them, so that we can pick them off chronologically.
So it's a fairly busy operation then. How many people are typically involved in making this warehouse run?
Pretty much on any day of the week, you'll see 20 people down here. We have 26 volunteers down here that give us their time. And this is kind of the hidden part of the organisation in many ways, because a lot of people, as I said before, understand what we do, but they don't know how we do it. And this is a key component of the whole thing, really. So the people down here do a marvellous job, because they, in many ways, it's the unglamorous aspect of the organisation, because this is where we handle goodness knows everything. And that does vary wildly. Everything from a dirty nappy to a brand new to a Rolex watch.
Now, on the open day then, on Thursday, what's going to happen when people turn up outside the gates? I think it was 9:30, was it?
Yes, on the open day on Thursday at 9:30, if people assemble outside the big roller door here, or the shed, there'll be people in here. The roller door will be up at 577 Raglan Parade, which is the old Morse's building. A lot of people in Warrnambool will know it as the Raglan Parade end of the Morse's building, and that's exactly what it was. We will then conduct a tour, and they'll come through the warehouse. David Owen, our warehouse manager, will be running that tour, and he'll explain to people pretty much what I've explained today, but in a lot more detail. And people will be able to have a look at what's going on. They'll be able to see the range of things that we have here, and also just the sheer scale of it that's required to keep those five stores going. And it's also a way of saying thank you to the communities that we operate in for the donations that they give us, and it gives people an idea of what happens with their donations. They'll see exactly what happens to a donation.